poll, majority of Democrats agree that photo ID to vote is a reasonable measure. By Hannah Blow on March 8, 2022. The vast majority of likely voters, including a majority of Democrats, agree that it is reasonable to require an individual to show a photo ID in order to vote, a Rasmussen Report survey released Tuesday found. The survey asked, is requiring photo ID to vote a reasonable measure to protect the integrity of elections? Overall, nearly three-quarters of likely voters say it is a reasonable measure, while 20% say it is not. However, that general sentiment is shared across the political aisle, as a majority of Republicans and Democrats, 90% and 59%, respectively, consider photo ID a reasonable measure. Additionally, 76% of independent voters hold that view as well. This points to a gap between the true positions held by Democrat voters and the agenda items pushed by far-left politicians, many of whom categorize voter ID laws and other related measures as racist in nature. Yet, time and time again, these radicals have shown their hand. For instance, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, D., was caught in a conundrum after previously requiring children and adults to show a vaccination card and photo ID in order to enter basic establishments. At the time, many pointed to the irony of her hypocritical edict, as far-left Democrats consider such moves as racist when it comes to casting a vote. Per Rasmussen reports, President Biden's strongest supporters are most likely to oppose voter ID laws. Among voters who strongly approve of Biden's job performance as president, only 40% say requiring photo ID to vote is a reasonable measure to protect the integrity of elections and 51% disagree. By contrast, among voters who strongly disapprove of Biden's performance, 95% believe requiring photo ID to vote is a reasonable measure to protect the integrity of elections and only 3% disagree. The survey also found 62% identified election integrity as an important issue in the upcoming elections. A majority across the board, 74% of Republicans, 52% of Democrats, and 60% of independents, hold that view as well. The survey, taken March 3 and 6, 2022, among 1,000 likely U.S. voters, has a margin of error of +/-3%.